Chris Landry joins us each and every week from LandryFootball.com to be very smart, very passionate, and very educational on the world of football, both NFL and college. Chris, thank you for joining us as usual. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are we doing this morning?
Well, we're doing great, and we are sitting here in Oakland Raider country wondering if the Raiders now may be, in fact, the team to beat in the AFC with Rob Gronkowski likely out for the season.
Well, I will say this, that it makes it a little more interesting because I do think and have thought that the Patriots are the favorite. I think the fact that their defense is not playing at the level that it needs to. Brady is not completely healthy right now, and certainly the loss of Gronk, I think, makes it a little bit more intriguing. I think that the Raiders are right there with them. I still think getting home field advantage is going to be critical. So we'll see how it plays out. But I think it does bring them back to the pack a little bit. Even though the records may indicate the Raiders are just as good, I think the tape, it kind of always, to me, indicate that the Patriots are still going to be tougher to beat. But I think that's definitely taking them back a little bit, and we'll see how it plays out.
Chris, how much, you know, you mentioned kind of some of the issues with the Patriots, but I think we're all just so conditioned as football fans in general to never be able to count them out because they are the Patriots and
right.
They've just been fantastic. But how much is that experience and that winning culture that they've had over, like, what is it, the last 16 seasons? How much does that help them in a playoff situation? Like, say, if the Raiders and them were to face off?
Oh, I think it's huge. I think, first of all, you know, Bill Belichick's ability to get guys to focus on their assignment and to play on a week-in, week-out basis, situational football that is going to be the best chance, to give them the best chance to win against that opponent that week, gives them a big, big advantage. I think that, obviously, Tom Brady is going to give them an advantage. Listen, Gronk just is a guy that's hard for anybody to cover, even when he's, say, you know, 60% effectiveness. He can be somebody that can take over a game. When you eliminate him, it just takes a big weapon away. But I still think that they would probably be the favorites. But I think that if they have to go on the road, we've seen it with Denver. We've seen it with Pittsburgh. They are not as good on the road. So I think that's the real key. But the experience factor, Kate, is just huge.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, joining us on The Drive. Looking at last night's game, Chris, you know, the Cowboys defense, they played pretty well. And I know that Minnesota has struggled on offense and they're not particularly aggressive and they don't take a lot of shots downfield. But, you know, how much of last night's performance by Dallas was that Minnesota offense? And how much of that is that defense kind of rounding into form at the right time?
Well, I think, as always, it's a little bit of both. But see, here's what I see with the Dallas defense. They don't have to play as many snaps. They control the game from the offensive side, and I think that defense is as fresh as anybody's right now. Their ability to bring pressure when they have to late in games is the byproduct of their offense controlling the game at the line of scrimmage, running the football so well. Last night, a lot of mistakes. Turned the football over, sloppy. That's why Minnesota had a great chance to win it and was in it to the very end. But there's no question that their defense could be vulnerable, but as long as they can stay fresh, they're going to be real effective. I can't stress enough this time of year how being healthy, being fresh, is pivotal. And when you look at the number of snaps that they play on defense compared to what a lot of defenses have to, it's significant, and it's really created a very positive vibe for that defense. They're playing with confidence. And listen, I still think that they're the favorites at this point, and we need to see a team like Seattle get a little healthier and play better. You know, the Giants, you know, are playing a little better, but it's still right now the Dallas is the team to beat. But I think they're a little bit more beatable than maybe people might think. But right now, they're on a roll, no question.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, joining us. We had this conversation earlier, Chris. I'd love to bring you into it. You talk about the Cowboys. They just beat three teams in 12 days, all three of those teams above 500. yet it seems like a lot of us are having difficulty putting an 11-1 team that's won 10 straight firmly.
11
straight, excuse me, into a position where they're the predominant Super Bowl championship favorite. Why is it that we're all holding back, or many are, on the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, I think it's because the past history, recent history, you know, for me, I don't put so much into that. I think that they are the favorite right now. But as I mentioned, I think they've done a tremendous job of keeping their defense protected. I don't know that once you get into the playoffs that you're going to be able to do that as well. But quite frankly, name me a team in the NFC that is playing good enough right now that you can just jump on the table and say, yeah, that's the team. You know, Seattle had a bad week last week. I know they had, you know, the road were road weary, but, you know, that's a team that has a really good defense, but they're not playing well enough on the offensive line. Atlanta doesn't have a good enough defense. Detroit, same thing. I think the Giants in their own division is an interesting team that has generated good pass rush for stretches in the past several weeks. But I think all of those things still add up to everybody looking up at Dallas. But I think it's a byproduct of we need to see it in the playoffs for people to buy into it. That's my guess. Whereas, you know, as kind of Kay was alluding to with the Patriots, you know, we know what the Patriots are. I mean, you know, the Patriots find a way to win games. They always do it. And it's a little bit new to the Cowboys right now in recent history.
Chris, just to follow up on that, you mentioned right at the beginning that the Cowboys have done a really good job of protecting their defense. I find a lot of similarities in that thought process between what the Cowboys have been doing and what the Raiders have been doing. Do you see some similarities there between those two in protecting their defenses?
Well, I think the Raiders have done a better job of making explosive plays coming from behind. They have been physical running the football at times, not nearly as consistent as the Cowboys. I think the Raiders have a better pass rush when it's hitting on all cylinders. I think the difference, though, is when I'm talking about protecting it, that the Raiders' defense is on the field a lot more. I think what the Cowboys do is control most games at the line of scrimmage on offense. So they're able to run the football. There's huge stretches within the game in which their defense can rest. And when they come in, they're very fresh, very aggressive, and they've been very effective. Oftentimes, they normally don't play from behind. So again, you make other teams play from behind, then you are playing more situational defense where you're not exposed. The Cowboys' defense is the worst in the entire league at giving up yards on first downs. But it doesn't really matter a whole lot when you're getting a lot of points and you're controlling the game on the offensive side. It goes a little bit unnoticed. That's just a stat. It doesn't mean anything in terms of winning and losing if you're able to control it on offense. But if somebody can slow down their running game, force them to the passing game, make a play from behind, and then the defense is on the field a lot, then I think their personnel maybe gets exposed a little bit. Whereas the Raiders, I think, are more of a move the ball up and down the field. Raiders have been outplayed in several games this year, but their 9-2 record is reflective of being able to make clutch plays down the stretch. And to maybe to a different degree, but in a very similar vein, people are kind of wondering, hey, you know, when is the Raiders' good karma gonna run out? Well, maybe it will, maybe it won't. I think, obviously, they're playing with a lot of confidence, and their explosiveness on offense gives them a chance to where they're never out of a game. And I think that gives them, you know, really a co-favorite role probably in the AFC.
I'm curious, Chris, from your perspective, when you look at that AFC East, obviously the Patriots are, without a doubt, just the dominant force in that division. But nobody expected the Dolphins to be 7-4 right now after the start they had. They're on a six-game win streak. What is going on with the Dolphins, and why are they on such a roll?
Well, and you hit it, the six-game winning streak, it's kind of flipped this season around. And if the playoffs were to start, they'd be in it as the last wild card, beating out the Broncos. They've done a better job on the ground running the football, and Ryan Tannehill with protection and not having to play from a chase position has been much more effective. So it's been really impressive. I'm not ready to buy in yet. That's one of the sneaky games this week, really good games, Miami and Baltimore. That's a playoff type of feel. And one of the games that if you're Baltimore and you're Miami, you get a feeling that you win this game, your chances are much better of making the playoffs. And if you lose it, you probably are going to be scrambling. Now, Baltimore is in a division race, whereas Miami's really not. So they've got to hang on for a wild card. But it's the combination of the quarterback playing a little better, running the football better, and the defense has done a pretty solid job as well. They've also been able to make some big plays when they absolutely need to, even when they're outplayed. But I'm very curious to see if they can continue that role. I'm not buying the Dolphins yet. But I think that they certainly are going to be in this playoff race in the last quarter of the season.
Chris, what do you think the chances are that the 49ers screw everything up and get a win this weekend?
Well, you know, listen, I think it's always possible. I'm certainly looking like they're getting more productive play when I broke down the tape at the quarterback position. I want to see that continue a little more. But I wouldn't count the chances as very high. I mean, you know, but listen, this Bears team's not very good. I think that, you know, listen, when you have two teams like this, just call it two teams that are bad. Anything can happen, just like two teams that are really good. So it wouldn't surprise me if they won in Soldier Field. But, you know, listen, I think the Bears right now are a little more mistake prone, and this could be one of the games, one of the very few, maybe the second and maybe the last game that the Niners have a real realistic chance of winning.
Yeah, look at the Giants. We were talking about them earlier, and the Giants are sitting at 8-3, and if it wasn't for the Cowboys, they'd probably be sitting pretty in that NFC East. If you told them at the beginning of the season they'd be 8-3 at this point, I think everybody would have thought they'd be in first. But I look a little deeper at their schedule, and I'm seeing they've got wins over the Browns, Bears, Bengals, Eagles, Rams, Ravens, okay, and Saints and Cowboys, Redskins, Vikings, Packers. They've lost to all three of those. Are we getting a little lost in the record and not paying attention enough to that schedule?
Well, I think when you look at this league as a whole, how many really good teams are there? Yeah. I mean, the AFC, you got the Patriots. I think you can look at the AFC West. I think you can look in the NFC, the Cowboys, you know, the Giants, the Redskins, maybe. Maybe Seattle. Most teams that you're going to play are going to be average or below. So, I think you're right, and it's going to all come down to this because they play them again. They did beat the Cowboys beginning of the year. They'll have a chance to play them again. You know, it's unlikely that they catch them. But, you know, I think in this league it's about going out and just being consistent. And do I think that they're a playoff, you know, deep into the playoff run type of team? No. But I think you can't discount them because if they get the pass rush performing on a consistent basis, Landon Collins has been outstanding. And Eli is, when you give him protection, he's dangerous. And he's shown that in the playoffs. So I think it's someone that we have to pay attention to regardless of who they've played. I mean, we you know, oftentimes look at the Patriots and say, if you think about it, it's been the weakest division, you know, oftentimes when you look at the team other than the Patriots in the East for years. So is that why the Patriots are good, or it's because that the Patriots are so much better than everyone else? I think you look around the league and say, man, the AFC South is pretty average or worse. The NFC South, same thing. The North, not very good. The West outside of Seattle, not good. I mean, in essence, we have a lot of teams that are not very good. And when you get a team like Tampa that was maybe one game away from season being over to now they're talking about playoffs, that tells you how precarious a position you are and how mediocre some of these teams look from one week to the next. And then you win two games in a row, then all of a sudden you're in business. And, you know, we just talked about Miami. Six in a row, they're 7-4, and, you know, what is it really all about? I think we're going to get those answers in these next few weeks and obviously in the playoffs.
Chris Landry at LandryFootball.com joining us on KHTK. Chris, how much stock do you put in things like playoff experience and having been there, and I'll use the Cowboys as an example. I love everything they're doing, and their record says they're the best team in the NFC, and I'm willing to buy into that. But what I can't buy into is a team in the playoffs that hasn't been there before. I'm simply saying I need to see them do it before I can totally write them into being a legit contender. Whereas you've got a team like the Giants that is kind of terrifying to me because Eli Manning, we know he can pull a rabbit out of a hat. So how much stock do you put in stuff like that?
A little, not a lot. I think what it really comes down to is in the playoffs, who's your quarterback and what is your defensive capability? Because, you know, there are going to be times where offensively, due to weather, wind, that's part of weather, other circumstances, you're just not really hot. I call it in the basketball theory, if you have a cold shooting night, well, what are you going to do if you can't rebound, you can't play defense? In football, defense travels well. It's consistent. It's something you can rely on. So look at the teams that have good defenses and have a really good quarterback play. I mean, really, do you think that Baltimore, although they've done it before, they're not playing well enough on offense at the quarterback position? Pittsburgh's probably not playing well enough on defense, but they've got Big Ben Roethlisberger. So, again, do you trust Tannehill? Do you trust the Chiefs to be explosive enough? Do you trust the Broncos with Simeon or Paxton Lynch? I mean, those are all questions. I think you look at a guy like Tom Brady. I think as young as he is, you got to look at Derek Carr. I think you got to look at Eli Manning, and you got to say, hey, Seattle with Russell Wilson and a healthier defense, those are the teams that have the best chance. It doesn't mean that it can't happen, but they have the best chance. And Dallas certainly are playing so well at the line of scrimmage. Offensively, they're very good with the running game, consistent with the running game. And, you know, I think the quarterback, we need to respect the fact that the guy's playing very well. He may be a rookie, but I don't expect him to be flat in the playoffs. I think if he has to throw the football a lot more and they can't run the football well, you're taking away what they do well and they won't be as effective. But to me, it won't be as much about experience as it'll be, you know, how well they continue to be who they are and can they continue to keep their defense fresh. If they can continue to do that, their chances are very good. If the Giants, if the pass rush is not there, they don't protect Eli, they're going to go home. They may not, you know, they're going to struggle. But if they protect him, then obviously with their bevy of receivers and a good pass rush, they're in play. Don't even discount Washington. But, you know, for those reasons, but, you know, probably less trusting of Kirk Cousins, but he's been pretty consistent this year. So think defense, quarterback, and those are usually the separators come playoff time.
The half hour flies by with Chris Landry as always as we're out of time, but want to make sure you know from now until the end of this year, LandryFootball.com offering a great gift idea for you or a loved one, the sports fan in your life, $39.99 if you use the code 40, or you can spell it out, FORTY, and this will get you all the latest inside info, some of the stuff you hear from Chris on our show, some of the stuff you don't hear from Chris on our show, and analysis as well on college football using Chris's staff of coaches and scouts from around the country. That's NFL, college recruiting, free agency, the draft, all available if you subscribe now. So get that ticket. You hear Chris do a bang-up job every week on our show. 60% discount for KHDK listeners, $39.99 for a full calendar year at LandryFootball.com. Did I cover it, Chris? I think I covered it.
You did.
Okay.
Awesome job. Great Christmas gift. Check us out. And what a great weekend. A great college weekend starting with the Pac-12 championship tonight. It's going to be a great weekend of football in the NFL, obviously. It gets just a little more interesting post-Thanksgiving.
Well, and not that long ago, Chris, when they were at 2-2, Penn State had a better chance of winning Pennsylvania's Pick 3 lottery than they did to win the Big Ten championship. That is an absolute fact. Google it. Screw Ohio Google State it. And Michigan. We're forgetting about Penn State. So there you go. We got to talk about that next week.
Yeah, it'll be interesting and potentially controversial depending on how some of these conference games turn out this weekend.
Lots to talk about with Chris throughout the rest of the year. Thank you so much for your time, buddy. Have a great week.
Thanks. Y'all have a great weekend. Appreciate y'all having me.
All right. That's Chris Landry. He is the absolute best, and we are way late for a break. Sam Amick will join us at 8:05, our good friend, writing for USA Today, always a finger on the pulse of King's things as well. At 8:30, we're going to talk to Andy Benoit from MMQB and then Ken Rudolph. So we got a packed, packed last hour for you. Don't go away. Stay with us on The Drive. Sports 1140 KHTK.